90% on terminal cancers that they're bringing to the church from all over the world. They're bringing cancers that are terminal to the church, and 90% of them are being healed. Because years ago, when the dad died of the pastor, they didn't back off. When the secretary died, they didn't turn tail and run and create theology. And when all the fundamentalists and the people that are backing off saying this isn't for today are saying, see, you're being judged. And see, God's judging you because you're out of bounds and you're preaching heresy. And that's what they say, because there's a way that seems. But my Bible says, whatever I ask believing, it shall be done. If two touch anything believing, it shall be done. Whatever I ask believing, it shall have it. If the word abides in me and I abide in him, whatever I ask, it shall be done. Unlimited promise after all things, whatever you ask in prayer believing, you shall have it. One after the other, unlimited promises. And yet we find a reason to be limited. No, that's wrong. It is the will of God to restore, heal, and deliver, period. You can't show me one place in Jesus' life where it isn't. And he is the manifestation of the Father. Okay? Now look at John 11. This is real eye-opening. Certain man was sick, Lazarus in Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. I'm reading kind of fast. Just stay with me. It was that Mary, who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters went to him saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. What he's saying is, I don't need to go and run and heal him right now and keep him from death, because even if he dies, I'm the giver of life and I'm going to raise him up, and God's really going to be glorified, and your minds are going to be rocked, and you'll see that I'm the Son of the living God. Okay?